Dikenshiet and Vomrath, which had a combined population of fewer than 1,000 people. On the 11th of June 1934, Paul Schneider challenged the local Nazi party once again. This time he protested against a Nazi stormtrooper who said during a burial service for a deceased Hitler Youth member that the Nazi martyr Horst Wessel had heavenly followers. Paul's critical response was reported at the Gestapo, and he was placed in protective custody in a local prison. Local parishioners signed a petition pleading for his release. He was freed. During the winter of 1935 to 1936, Schneider was reported to the Gestapo on no less than 12 different occasions for making anti-Nazi comments. In 1937, the Gestapo banned him from living or even preaching throughout the entire Rhineland area. In open defiance of this internal exile order, Paul returned to his local parish and carried on preaching. On the 3rd of October 1937, he gave yet another critical sermon. This was monitored by a local Gestapo officer. Schneider was arrested and sent to Koblenz prison. On the 27th of November 1938, he was transferred to the notorious Buchenwald concentration camp. He was placed in solitary confinement. He often loudly recited words from the Bible at the window of his cell in the evenings. Leonhard Steinwender, a Catholic priest and fellow internee, described Paul as an heroic figure to whom the whole camp looked up in respect and admiration. No torture could keep him from appealing again and again to the conscience of the SS guards and the camp commandant. Paul suffered horrendous maltreatment from SS guards for speaking his mind. Alfred Leichem recalls, Schneider was exposed alternatively to severe bodily tortures, humiliations and agonies, and heavy beatings. Even Karl Otto Koch, the brutal camp commandant at Buchenwald, realized he could not break the spirit of Paul Schneider. He decided to release him on condition he signed a declaration promising never to return to his local parish or preach again. He refused to sign it. On the 18th of July 1939, Paul Schneider was killed in the Buchenwald camp infirmary by 5 lethal injections of the drug strophanthin. His coffin could not be opened or viewed by his heartbroken widow and his 6 children because his corpse was in such a terrible condition. At his funeral service in Dikenshiet, 200 ministers of the local Protestant confessional church turned out, in the company of a huge crowd of local parishioners, to pay their respects to this extraordinarily brave individual. Paul Schneider was the first Protestant evangelical preacher killed for defying the Nazi regime on religious grounds. This new book examines the vivid and disturbing stories of individuals who were arrested by the Gestapo. It does not attempt to provide a full-blown comprehensive account of the administrative history of the Gestapo, but it does set out to combine a general explanation, underpinned by a considerable number of existing studies and a fresh interpretation, supported by original sources from German archives, of how the Gestapo operated between 1933 and 1945. It is focused exclusively on what happened inside Germany, Altreich, in the Nazi era, and not on the territories occupied by Hitler's regime during the Second World War. The central aim of this book is to explore the impact of the Gestapo on German citizens who lived under Hitler's rule. It begins with a detailed examination of how the Gestapo came into being. It then looks at the background and methods of Gestapo officers, providing some very surprising new information. It moves on to explore the key victims of Nazi terror, most notably religious dissidents, communists, social outsiders, and Jews. It is in these chapters that the tragic human plight of victims takes center stage. The extent to which the Gestapo was assisted by the public and by the criminal detective police, Kripo, and social and welfare agencies is also highlighted. There is also a detailed concluding chapter